Kamikaze Nurse, never better. Yeah, yeah. All right, so we're here with Monica. How do you pronounce your last name?
Blihar.
Blihar.
Yeah, oh, it's a silent C-H.
Right, yeah. Yes. But do people say it by accident?
Yes, they do. It's okay. It's a tricky last name.
Okay, so we're going to get to a break, but it's a break about North Shore Rescue. So let's talk about the North Shore, because that's where you're situated. Do you ever go on hikes?
Yes, I do. Yeah, Grouse Mountain, there's the Cleveland Dam, all kinds of cool places in North Bend to go out, yeah.
How long does it take for you to go up the grind?
Oh, I don't know. An hour and a half. It's so hard.
That's pretty good.
It's really hard. It's a hard hike. Yeah, like, I don't do it very often.
Yeah, and then you take the gondola down?
Yes, yes, yes. You can't. I don't think you could go down.
Oh, right.
I think you have to take the gondola down.
Yeah, take the gondola down. Yeah.
Okay. But there are lots of people who turn around halfway and go back down.
All right. So let's get to the North Shore Rescue info right here.
Hi, I'm ready to go.
You're hiking in that?
Of course. It's such a beautiful day, and I didn't want too many layers because I would only have to carry them.
You do realize these are mountains, right? It can go from sun to snow, and the paths are pretty rough and rocky. Maybe too much for flip-flops.
I'm pretty sure I'm prepared. I saw a picture of the hike on Instagram. Everyone wants to enjoy the outdoors. Just remember the three T's: trip plan, train, and take the essentials. Being unprepared could lead you to a situation where you need help, like from the North Shore Rescue, a community-based search and rescue team that provides life-saving services. For tips on how to prepare for a hike, book an info session, or to donate, visit their website at www.northshorerescue.com. That's www.northshorerescue.com.
All right, and we're back, and tomorrow is St. Patty's Day.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's why I'm wearing green today. Woo-hoo. Yes, and what are you going to be doing for St. Patty's?
Well, we have spring break art camps running in our studio right now. So tomorrow, the kids are actually, they're having a kids art sale. Mm. Yeah, so during the week, they make a whole bunch of stuff. And then, tomorrow, I think we'll do a leprechaun door for their garden. So kind of like a little gnome door. Mm-hmm. And then they can put that in their garden and maybe catch a leprechaun tomorrow.
That's right. So does the door like open?
No, it's like a flat surface that they paint, and they decorate it with faux floral decor.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and they got little shovels and stuff that they can take. It's so cute.
Oh, very cute. Okay, and we're going to play the Dreadnoughts. And, they have a song. I think it's in Ukrainian, so I don't know what it's called. I'll try and pronounce it. Hedge Sokol. Something like that. Okay, anyways, here we go. The Dreadnoughts. They're local.
Cool.
Somewhere from beneath the mountains, young Ulani mounts his stallion, bids farewell to Katarina and tenderly to Ukraina. Things, but most are there in Ukraine. The world is made of steel and leather. There my heart abides forever. Hey, 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 Sokoe, for me, actually, good it as it always. Vons, 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 vonechko, moiste poes, doronechko. Hey, 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 Sokoe, for me, actually, good it as it always. Vons, 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 vonechko, moiste. We'll
Sarina.
Hey, that was the Dreadnoughts from their album Green Willow. They're playing at the Rickshaw March 17th, and they actually, it's like a two-day thing, punk extravaganza happening March 17th, 18th at the Rickshaw, the Dreadnoughts, and the Creep Show, Belkin Schmelkin, Staggers and Jags, Days and Days, Mongoose, and the Terminal City Rats. Yeah, yeah.
Sounds fun.
I know, right? And it's actually sold out.
No.
Oh.
Darn.
Next year.
Next year.
Okay. All right. So let's talk more about the show coming up.
Yeah.
Yes. So
when is it? Yes. So we're doing March 31st to April 2nd.
Yes.
At the Pipe Shop in North Vancouver. Mm-hmm. And we're moving it from a one-night event to a three-day event, which is so exciting because when we were doing it at Science World, it would be like, load in, set up everything, sell, do everything, and then load it all out, right, the same day. So we're so grateful because we get more time to spend with these wonderful people that are going to come and check it out.
Yeah.
And there's going to be tons of people and vendors. And
yes. And then tell me more about these body painters.
Oh, yes. Well, you know, so this Art World Expo was very famous in Canada and actually North America for the body painting competition.
Yes.
Because it is very unusual and it's very unique. There is one festival in Europe called the World Body Painting Festival.
Really?
They're amazing. That's huge. Like, it is the place for special effects makeup artists if they want to get to something international. That is an amazing event. Mm-hmm. But we've done a similar, but much smaller, because we don't just focus on the body painting. So students who are students or professional body painters or makeup artists, they come from all different backgrounds and they come in and they work for about 6 hours.
I know, creating. It's a long time for those models to stand and the artists to do their thing.
It's incredible. It's like Avatar, and like we always have a theme. So this year the theme is the hands of time, to honor the past and the future and the past 10 years and then what's going to happen in the future, right? So I'm looking forward to seeing what they create with that theme, you know, time travelers, clocks.
Oh, I love it.
Futuristic robots. Who knows, right? Yeah.
Yes. Oh, I love that kind of stuff.
Yes.
Okay. We're going to play Emily Malloy, and here's Tell Me Something, because you're going to keep telling me more about your show.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Tell me something that I don't know. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tell me something.
Yeah, that was Emily Malloy. She has a show coming up Saturday at 7 p.m. at Green Auto with Rain City, and we're going to play some Rain City later on in the show. But for right now, Monica's going to tell me something about her radio podcast.
Yes. Well, you know, the last couple of years was so, like, wonky for events, and, like, we were running four events in 1 year for Art World Expo in Vancouver, Victoria, and Edmonton.
Oh my goodness.
We were doing two Christmas shows and then two spring shows in Vancouver, Victoria, and Edmonton, and it was like, no more, you can't have shows. I was like, what am I going to do? I need to, like, talk to people still. Like, so I was like, I can do a podcast, right? So it's called The Art World Podcast, and it streams on Spotify. So, yeah, I'm getting my feet wet into, like, talking like this on a regular basis. So,
awesome.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah. So tell me about some of your guests.
I try to focus on creative entrepreneurs. So I've had, like, Bodacious Butterflies. She was on my podcast. She was my first person, actually. She was actually in the Art World Expo, too. She makes these amazing, like, jewelry pieces, and she puts, like, wings, butterfly wings. It's just beautiful. We had Magda from Mox Foods. She opened up an ice cream store in Florida. Okay. So, yeah. And then who else have I interviewed? Bee's Knees. Yeah, they were from the island. So, yeah, I try to have, like, a mix of people who are in business and who are creative and who have different perspectives about how to run a business, right?
Yeah.
Because it's important.
It is important, yeah.
Especially for artists. Like, we don't have enough training for artists about how to sell your stuff, how to set up your booth, how to, you know, market, how to, like, get on radio shows, how to, like, do your social media, right?
Exactly, because someone can have, like, some amazing product and it's not out there.
It's so true.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So this is a problem I'm trying to fix.
Yes. All right. Yeah. And I see something else in the background. You have some more items there.
I do.
And let's get to a song, and then we'll talk more about some of your vendors and whatnot.
Yeah.
And this next song is called Crazy by Rain City.
Crazy. going crazy. Don't mean that I'm crazy. That it's
we're back with more items on the table here.
We do. We have some more items.
Yes.
Yes.
What do we got?
We got, well, we have, first of all, let's say, Be Bobby Buddha. So these are like natural gemstone bracelets. Mm-hmm. So we've got, they will have bracelets and necklaces at the show. So these are like, yeah, these are really cool. Everybody loves raw stone bracelets these days because of the energy. And if you believe in that stuff, it's all different stones do different things. So those are really cool. I also brought, this is a really beautiful piece. This is by Joseph O'Brien from the Yukon. And this was a cool story. I met him. He walked into Park Royal when I did a pop-up shop during COVID.
Yeah.
And he walked in and he started drawing for me, like in on actually my sales sheets. He was talking about his life and this and that. And then he said, next time I come down, I'm going to bring you some things. And he brought me, this is one of the pieces he brought me.
Oh, my
Yeah, we work with the Squamish Nation as well, some of the artists there, painters and carvers. Mm-hmm. So we'll have some of those at the show as well as pieces like this.
Wonderful. And next you have, is it a dress?
Yes. So this is actually by me. So
it's by you?
Yeah, this is by me too. So, well, I didn't have very much time to prepare, so I just grabbed whatever I could at the studio. But this is like, this is a purse. It's like a pouch. And this is a painting I did in 2010, I think. I paint live sometimes at events. So I painted this live. And then I take the images.
Yeah.
And I turned it into, this is a dress.
That is so cool.
Isn't it cool?
I love it.
Yeah, I know. Me too. This is called Pearls and Girls.
Pearls and Girls, yo.
Yeah, I know. So yeah, it's really fun to like make art, but it's also cool to make wearable and functional art, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, I just got into doing this leggings and different kinds of stuff probably about 5 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah, and I've been helping other artists do the same thing. So Pillows, Jan Kasparek, who's a very cool artist, very metaphysical.
I've met him before.
You know, yeah. Everybody knows Jan. Yeah, and I've helped Chelsea Sinclair from Comox do the same with her art. So yeah, I always recommend this as another way of like, you know, putting your art out there.
Why not? Mm-hmm. Exactly. And who else is putting their music out there? We're going to listen to Cache Creek because we are up here at SFU on the mountain. Mm-hmm. It's your first time up here. What do you think? You got a little lost, but
I did get a little lost.
But you found it.
No, it's beautiful. I was looking at the sunset on the way here. It was so nice. Oh. And then I saw people like on the little bridge over there. Yeah. They were all watching too. And I was like, this is so lovely up here.
Perfect. Yeah. So this one's Cache Creek and their song called Shape the Mountains.
They say I bring the rain, I tell them I shape the mountains, and there ain't no way that it's ever gonna rain without me. Yeah.
And is that organ that I hear in the background? Because I just found out that Monica plays the organ.
I do. Yeah. I was a very musical child. I did karate, organ, and art.
Oh, karate?
Yeah. I was in karate, too.
What belt did you go to?
I got almost my black belt.
Wow. So was it brown?
I got my second degree brown, yeah. I know.
Amazing.
I know,
you're
right?
Amazing, girl. Ah! Okay. So any shout outs before we head out?
Yes. I want to tell people that there is a Instagram contest with Choco Viv. Choco Viv. Mm-hmm. Right now, you can actually go to our Instagram account, Art World Expo, and you'll see the contest. You can win two tickets to come to the gala night, which is the night with all the body painting and all the fun.
Yeah.
It's 19 plus only. So yeah, check that out.
Perfect.
Enter to win some tickets.
Yes. And where can people follow you?
Yeah, it's, well, me, I'm Monica Blihar, MonikaBlichar. I'm all over Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. I got all those things.
Well, thank you so much, Monica, for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you so much for having me. This is so fun. You've got a cool job, man.
Wham Bam
East Van.
Yeah, baby. All right, we're going to end with one of your favorites called The Great Unknown.
Yes.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in, and we'll catch you all next week.
I'm so certain all the time. I'm just so absolutely positive that everything I'm thinking is right. And everybody's so certain behind the curtain of their mind. And the benefit of doubt just get drowned out in the shouts of a world with just two sides. Welcome, my friend, to the new age. No book we can look on the same page. Nobody is searching for in peace. Just everyone loving their outrage. But I feel you, because it pains us. On a wounding, so contagious. And I cannot say you're necessarily wrong, because it really is fucking outrageous. Heart becoming frigid, and the synapse getting rigid. And the closing mind on all sides. See, I'm conquering the vibe. Embrace the ambiguity, the wonder, and the mystery. That certainty will certainly hide. We don't have to find love. Love is gonna find us. We just need to see and defeat all the walls that our mistrust built up. Then we can go into the great unknown. Then we can go into the great unknown. I'm so certain all the time. I'm just so absolutely positive that everything I'm doing is right. And everybody's so certain to hear the worries of their mind. And just so damn afraid of the gray that we make almost everything black and white. Welcome, my friend, to the new scene. Conspiracy theories illumine me. Misinformation surrounds us. I just want to listen to Rumi. But I see it, and it's growing. And it's show no sign of slowing. And everyone wounded, so everyone needs for an enemy to be opposing. Look up to the sage as to show us the truth. She reaches out her finger and she points to the moon. But we're just staring at the hand, staring at the hand. Never understand the whole point is what she's pointing to. We don't have to find love. Love is gonna find us. The walls that our mistrust built up. Then we can go into the great unknown. Then we can go.
Next up is a hip hop show called Next Step. You're listening on CJSF 90.1 FM. This is DJ Mehdi signing out. Wham Bam, East Van. Radio.